Good afternoon. That trough of low pressure, which has been sitting over interior New York and New England for the first part of the week, generating scattered clouds and showers from time to time, is now departing off the eastern seaboard. High pressure is building in its place from the Great Lakes, and while we still have a northwest wind flow aloft, temperatures will rebound nicely with mostly sunny skies across the region. Most everyone should manage to get into the middle and upper 60s for daytime highs, with some valley locations, especially in southern New York and New England, reaching to just about 70. Another clear and cool night tonight, perhaps not as chilly as last night, but still down in the lower 40s on average. And on Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and with a weak disturbance sliding through, just the outside chance of a passing shower, and highs in the upper 60s. In fact, the weekend will be dominated by mainly dry weather, but with some upper-level energy passing by both days, we still cannot rule out an isolated shower for both Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and mild temperatures with both days near 70. It looks like that energy will depart for the early part of next week, leaving us dry Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs climbing from the lower into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front that's meandered along the southeastern United States for much of the past few days will finally push off into the Gulf of Mexico, drying out much of the coast behind it. At the same time, an area of low pressure will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms for the central high plains over the next couple of days. Some of these storms could contain strong wind gusts and hail. And temperatures are forecast to be below normal once again, generally east of the continental divide, though Florida will remain warmer than average. Meanwhile, temperatures are forecast to be 10 to 20 degrees above normal in the west, with readings in the 90s in some areas and even reaching 100 degrees in the desert southwest, where the fire danger remains high. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 10 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs near 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 86, set in 1985, 1991, and 2004, and the record low, 29, set just last year in 2020. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs around 70. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just an isolated shower, but mostly dry in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday. Both days will bring the risk of an isolated shower or rumble of thunder, but again, mainly dry both days and highs near 70.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days. On Monday and Tuesday, in the lower 70s, and on Wednesday, in the mid-70s for daytime highs. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.